Welcome to Stepping Into the Light with Julia Treat, a weekly podcast devoted to helping you open up to your own unique abilities so you can receive loving and supportive messages from your loved ones, angels, and guides.
Hello, beautiful soul sibling. It's so much fun to be together again. I hope that you are gearing up for the holidays and getting ready to just embrace the magic of it all. Whatever we have going on during the holiday season, I find it so important to go back and remember what it's really about. You know, as many of you know, Jesus is such an important part of my life. He has been my guide. He has helped me so much through my transformation, and I pray to him and talk with him daily. His birth is what this season's all about. It is about miracles. It is about unconditional love. It is about kindness and compassion. It's about celebration and joy. Coming together with those that we love. And I'm going to say, let's be open to who that can be, who that might be. Because sometimes it's not our family. Sometimes things happen so that we will be thrust into a new situation and meet some of our new soul siblings. That just happened to me at Thanksgiving. And I'll give you an example. This is why I always say stay out of why something happens or the reason for it or that it's bad or good. Just be neutral. Just stay neutral. So I was on the way to my parents on Thanksgiving Eve and barreling along the highway, singing along to my tunes on the radio. And probably about an hour away. My parents live about 2 hours and 45 minutes from me. They live in Connecticut. I live in Northeast Pennsylvania. So I'm driving along and all of a sudden, all of these lights go off on my dash. I mean, they just start going off, 3 or 4 different lights. Now, this has happened before. One time, it was my gas cap. It just somehow was not put on correctly and it messed up a sensor. So it made all the lights go off. Another time, they all went off at the same moment that my car lost power, and I was going about 75. It was rush hour. There were 3 lanes of traffic, and I was surrounded by cars, bumper to bumper. I was in the left-hand lane, the passing lane, the fastest lane, which is usually where I'm at. And my car stalled. I lost all steering. I had my dog Daisy and Rosie beside me in the seat sleeping. And I didn't even have a moment to panic or have a negative thought because it happened so quickly. But my car stalled, and I kid you not, it was like I was in a dream and everything was slow motion. My car glided to the side, to the shoulder, and I literally felt, you know, when I reflected on it later that day, I really could see God's hand, like this huge hand, just holding my car and taking me to the side where it would stop safely. But as my car was gliding over to the side, there was not a car, I'll never forget, there was not a car in sight, like within a half a mile or a quarter mile, like there were no cars around me anymore. And just a moment before, it was bumper to bumper, I kid you not, flying down the highway. So my car came to this beautiful and amazing gentle stop. I mean, it floors me. I still can see it and feel it happening. So that turned out to be an experience. See, that happened so that I would have that experience. And I would know that I am so watched over and taken care of, right? To where God can even, like, hold my car and take it to the side of the road. So Thanksgiving Eve, I think that probably happened maybe a year ago, 8 months, I'm not even sure. So just, you know, a couple weeks ago, happened again. These lights went off. My car didn't stall. But because of my experiences with those lights, I just thought, well, I better pull over because I don't know what this is about. And I, believe me, doing this work, everyone that does this work does not go, okay, well, I know it's this. It doesn't, we're guided just like everyone else. We're asked to do things that we don't know the outcome just like everyone else. We don't always know the next step. Just because we're a medium, intuitive psychic does not mean we know exactly what's going to happen each time we take a leap. Far from it, to be honest. But we've learned, at least I have learned, that every time I take a leap of faith and I jump, it is always amazing on the other side. Because that's what faith truly is. Knowing that your team is going to take care of you and take care of the details. So Thanksgiving Eve, my car, you know, all the lights go off, I pull over, and I'm like, okay, what do? I get out my book, my driver's manual, and I can't find anything that explains why all of these lights at the same time would be on. You know, they'll tell you, if this light's on, do this, or don't do this. But all of this combination of lights, there was nothing in there. So I called the dealer. I drive a Subaru, so I called Subaru. Back at home where I live, and I said, you know, this is Julia Treat. I'm on the side of the road on the highway. I just want to tell you what's going on because I don't know whether I'm safe to drive it or not. You know, I was contemplating, do I continue to my parents? Do I turn around and go home? Do I pull off and not ever drive it? Like, I didn't know what to do. And so the gentleman at Subaru, you know, got me into the service department and they said, you know, we don't know without putting it on the machine. We can't tell you what's going on and we can't tell you you're safe to drive because we don't know. And of course, I get it. I would never tell anyone that either if I didn't know. So I called my boyfriend at work, Michael, just to get his opinion. I said, I don't know what to do. So I did check the oil. I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to check the oil. I'm just going to start there. So I got out. I was checking the oil, and I had hung up the phone with Michael by then. I told him I'd figure things out, and I'd let him know later what happened because he was at work. So as I'm checking the oil at the hood up, this red truck pulled in behind me, but he pulled in way far behind me and turned on his hazards. So I honestly have no doubt. I truly feel it was an angel that just showed up, just said, I'm just going to make sure she's safe, so I'm going to be back here as a barrier. Turn on my hazards. Probably if I would have stayed there longer, I'm sure that driver would have come up to see if I needed help. But I checked the oil. I saw that it was a little low. I don't know that it would have caused all those lights to go off, but it was low by about a quart. So I said, okay, there was a sign up ahead of me that said exit. I think it was 3 miles, 5 miles. Got in the car. I waved to the driver behind me, thanking him. And I told Archangel Michael, you get me to that exit in the gas station safe and sound. You take care of it. We're going. Started my car and off we went. And this beautiful truck, he did stay way behind me, but he followed me all the way to the exit until I pulled into the gas station and then he went on his way on the highway. I was very grateful. It was a very sweet thing to do. And again, I have run into angels on earth many, many times. So I add a quart of oil and I'm praying. I'm like, oh, I hope this takes care of it. Put the quart of oil in. And I just start driving it. I didn't get on the highway yet. I kind of drove it around the road there just to see if the lights would go off eventually. They didn't. They continued to stay on. One of them was blinking. So I get on the phone and call Michael one more time. And he said, you know, if you can get up to an auto zone, they at least can put it on a machine. That it's not the elaborate computer, but you can get an idea of what's happening. Okay, so I put in Google Maps, auto zone. Well, blessed be, there was one 9 miles away from me. I was said, you know, this is awesome. Thank you, angels. Thank you, God. You're making this easy for me. So I, again, summoned Archangel Michael and my band of angels. And I said, you get me to AutoZone. You make sure I get to AutoZone. This car makes it to AutoZone. Now, let me just say, it wasn't sounding bad. It didn't sound bad at all. It wasn't running bad, poorly. But I just was letting go also of that memory of when it stalled and completely like went out on me that previous time. So I said, we're going, you get me there safe and sound. I didn't drive slow with my hazards on. I just went, trusting that they were taking care of me. So I get to the AutoZone and the young man there, very sweet crew there. They're awesome. It was in a town called Matamoras, Pennsylvania, and it's about an hour from my home. So I get there. They put it up to the machine, and there's all kinds of things that come up. All kinds of stuff. something with camshaft, which has to do with gears, and I don't understand all of it, but it can be a simple fix, and it can be a major problem, major fix. It can be okay to drive. It can be really dangerous to drive. Like, it really was all over this huge, who knows, right? Just who knows. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm not upset about this. I was on my way to see my parents and spend Thanksgiving with them because it's very important for me that I go be with them any holiday that I can since I live so close. But in the meantime, I have always given up spending holidays with Michael because he spends it with his family here in Pennsylvania. So I go and spend it with my parents at this, I'm trying to think of the right word. It's a whole community where, you know, they have their own apartments, and then the next step is assisted living, then nursing home, then hospice. Like, it's a huge, beautiful, very upscale, actually, retirement community. So I always go spend it with them, and it's usually me and some of their friends, and I'm always the youngest, which we always laugh that I'm this young, chipper young lady at their table. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. I would always kind of say, gosh, I wish I could spend it with Michael sometimes. But that's okay, because I want to be with my parents and make sure they're happy and they feel loved. So once I got this readout of what was going on with my car, I decided, I think the best thing to do is to get it towed back home. I'm not going to drive to my parents. I'm just going to go back home. And I'm not going to put any, you know, reasons why this happened. I'm just accepting that it happened. So I call and set up a tow truck through my insurance company. And they say it's going to be about an hour till he arrives. Now, it was a chilly day. It was very cold that day, actually. And I decided, well, you know what? If I'm waiting an hour, I'm not going to sit in this car because I'm such an outdoorsy person and I love to check out new places. And so I just got out of my car. I bundled up and I started walking the avenue there. There were beautiful cliffs on one side of this town and rolling mountains on the other side of this town. I was walking and noticing different homes and just, I was just finding the beauty everywhere. The trees that are around this little town. I even got on a Facebook Live for my private Facebook group and I was talking to them about how you have a choice at every single moment whether this can be bad or it can be good. And I've decided moving forward, this is going to be awesome. Every day, whatever happens, I'm saying, God, make this for my highest good. God, let's make this amazing. God, let's have an amazing outcome. So I'm walking and I'm doing this live video and some of them are hopping on and saying, oh my God, thank you. You're such an inspiration. Cause I would have been like in Boohoo City or victimhood cause my car broke down. I said, why? That's number one. That's not going to serve me whatsoever. So when I got back to my car, the tow truck driver had showed up and got all the paperwork settled and off we go. We begin driving and it was a beautiful thing. He called his wife and she was on speakerphone and he told her, you're on speaker, I'm with a client, but I just wanted to let you know I'm heading to, Dixon City, Pennsylvania, because they lived somewhere in that area that we were leaving. And the exchange between them was so beautiful. His name was Jake, and I'm going to say, hi, Jake, because I think after our ride together, he said he was going to start listening to my podcast. So I'm saying, hey, Jake, you're awesome. Love you. I love your spirit, your energy. You were amazing. So Jake and I take off towards my home. And one of my favorite stations, The Message, that's a station I listen to all the time. It's on, not all the time. You know what? I listen to everything. I listen to alternative rock. I listen to 80s. I listen to Jesus music. I listen to Native American flute. Like, I love everything. But as we're riding along, he hangs up with his wife and he turns on his stereo. And he, guess what station it was on? The Message. I giggled like crazy on the inside because I was thinking, how many tow truck drivers turn on The Message? Like, that's funny. That's crazy awesome. And I told him, I looked and I said, this is my favorite station. Oh my God, I can't believe you're playing it. He goes, this is all I listen to. So as we went down the highway, just began exchanging stories of where we live and what we do. And about halfway you know, through once, you know, I could hear him humming to songs. I knew all the lyrics to the songs and I was humming on my side. And I think the last two songs that came in as we were rolling into my town, we were both just singing it out. it was great. It was hilarious and it was amazing. So that was a huge God wink for me. God saying, look, see, you trusted me. You are in the flow. Look at this beautiful wink I'm giving you that everything's taken care of. So from there, the night just got better. I had let my parents know that I couldn't make it, and they were just thrilled that I was okay. They said they had friends to eat with the next day, so they were going to be fine. So that, you know, that let me feel better. They're taken care of. And I get home, and Michael says, you know, I want to take you out to eat. Let's go anywhere you want to go. This is Thanksgiving Eve. And he says, anywhere you want to go, you've had a long day. Let's just go out. It's my treat. It's date night. So I chose one of my favorite restaurants, Blue Wasabi. And we went. I got ready. I was so tired, but something just kept me going. I wanted to go, and I wanted to go get some really yummy food and just relax. So off we go. We go to one of our favorite restaurants, and there's a band setting up when we show up. Now, this happens occasionally when we're there, but I was surprised to see it on the eve of Thanksgiving. So we eat, and as the band begins to play, it is one of the best bands I have heard in years. Huge band. There's so many instruments. Bongo drums, regular drums, like so many guitarists. There was a piano player, drum player, trumpet. I mean, I was blown away. And so we partied the night away until like midnight. I can't even remember when I did that last. We had a blast, a total blast. So all the while, I'm just thinking, thank God my car broke down. Thank God it broke down, because I would have missed this. But still, the best was yet to come. On Thanksgiving, we went over to a family member of Michael's who was having brunch for some of she and her husband's extended family. They kind of have this big extended family that's not related by blood, but is their soul family. And I've met many of them. We went over there for brunch. Michael's sister was hosting. So we started out with these beautiful fruity cocktails for the morning with an amazing breakfast that she had made. We sat around and laughed. One of the gentlemen that was there, who I so love and look up to, he's a local businessman, and he has, I think, one of the kindest hearts I have ever connected with. He does so much for the community, such a loving person, but he brought his mother, and I had never met his mother. So his mother, I think she said she was 93 or 98, she's 90-something. Frail, but she just sat there in gratitude for the whole meal and said gratitude about everything in her life. Praise to God. I was just amazed by her. So as the brunch, you know, we kind of got finished up and people started leaving, there was just a handful of us left. And this woman, this 93 or 98-year-old, whatever. We call her Mrs. C. I can't remember her first name. She finds out, well, she first of all keeps looking over at me, and she's got like these, you can see through her blue eyes. And she says, you are something special. She goes, I can feel you. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. Everyone there knows what I do, so it wasn't like a big secret. But I had never met her. And she said, no, I need you to come sit down here closer to me. So she wanted me to move, like I moved down across from her. She wanted me in her, like in her little energy right there. And, you know, Michael's sister leaned over and said, well, Julia is a medium. She's an intuitive. And I don't even know where it went from there. Next thing you know, though, I think I brought up the name of a hymn, or she was singing one. And I said, oh, yes, I grew up with that because my dad's is a preacher. So it turned out she and I are sitting there singing a hymn together for everyone that's left in the group. And I just got chills because it was a beautiful experience. You know, she and I were just looking at each other's eyes and singing this beautiful hymn from church. Now, I didn't know it. I found out later that she was actually very active in their church and was even in the choir. And her son, later that night, which I'll get to how we ran into him, he said, Julia, you have no idea what you've just done. Like the experience you just gave my mom, you sang hymns with her, that she will remember that forever. So as we're sitting there, we just got done singing our hymn and just everyone's kind of cleaning up, kind of putting their dishes together so we can move on for the day. I looked over her and I said, "Oh my gosh, you have a heart on your cheek." Now, she had, I don't know what you want to call them, age spots. You know, we get older, sometimes we get these brown spots on our face, different discolored spots. But there was a heart on her cheek and it was sideways. And I said, "Your whole cheek is a heart." And I was in awe. And her family members, like one took off her sunglasses. We were sitting out in a sunroom. She took off her sunglasses, her daughter-in-law, and she said, "Oh my God, it is. I've never noticed that. And I've known this woman for, you know, several years." And I said, "Wow, that's so, you are so special." And I said, "I already knew you were, but you even have a heart on your cheek." Well, earlier during brunch, her son, who is the prominent, one of the prominent businessmen in the community, who has done just so much for so many people, he had said, you know, he said he was so glad to see me. He had met me at one event. And then since then, I had always been away or been at my parents' for all of the holidays that they spent there at Michael's sister's. And he said, "I hate to say it, but I'm so glad your car broke down," because he goes, "I love being around you and I couldn't wait to see you. And I'm so glad you're here. You're such a beautiful person." Like, he was just putting me up on this pedestal. And he said, "And I want you and Michael to come over to our house tonight for dinner with our family, our extended family." So we got invited to yet another party. And so after the brunch, we went home, took care of our little rosy pose, and headed on, you know, I closed my eyes for 15 minutes because I thought I was going to fall over. I was tired, but I didn't care because it was so much fun. We went on to his house later that evening, and I'm going to tell you, it was one of the most joyful, joyous, and loving experiences I have ever had. That, what I experienced at that gentleman's home, which there were probably 30 people there, maybe, of not all blood related. There were people that they had taken in as family members, kind of not legally adopted, but adopted into their home. Some of them with Down syndrome, some of them with other, what you would call disabilities, what I like to call abilities, because they're not tainted like a lot of us are. It was the most loving, joyous experience I have had in so many years. And let me tell you, I was grateful. And again, I get choked up because that feeling of immense joy and love, and that's what it's all about. Just coming together, whether you know each other or not. I knew half the people there, but I didn't know the other half, and I felt like I knew them the minute I walked in the door. It was a beautiful experience. And I was so grateful that my car broke down, because I would not have experienced it. So see, that's the importance of letting go. When something happens that you aren't expecting, our mind wants to go to that ugly, terrible place, that this is an awful thing that happened, or that it's going to turn out terrible, or that my parents are going to be alone now and I'm going to be sitting at home, this victim, and bored and not have anything to do, and what in the hell am I going to do now? I just let it go. And I started finding the beauty of that town that I broke down in. I found the good in it all. And the good just continued to roll in. So let my experience help you as you move forward into this holiday season. If there are family members or situations that you dread or that have not gone well in the past, start seeing them as being joyous. Start putting the energy out and envisioning what you want to happen. Let's start shifting it. We are powerful, powerful beings. And when we get into this vibration of love and light and joy, and we project it even forward into future events, it begins to shift everything. It shifts people that we will be meeting, because it shifts us. When we go in with the expectation of this is going to suck, or this is going to be bad, or I'm not going to, this is whatever, the old, that's what we're going to pull in. Let's amp up the love vibration for the holidays and every day. But let's really push it forward towards the holidays. And for those of us, some people are missing loved ones this holiday season. Let's amp up that energy, that love, and say, "Look, I want you to surprise me in magical ways, you loved one that's not you know, right here by my side. I want you to shower me with signs, with so much love. Whatever it is, you show me, you show up, and I am open to receive. And then stay out of how that may be. All right, it's time to amp up the love vibration. It's time to find the beauty in every day. The moment something happens, you shift it to look outside your window, look inside your home, anything that you can find gratitude for, and just shift to that immediately. It'll take you out of that, pulling in then the vibration that you don't want. And here's the thing, here's the funny thing. As I'm recording this, my car is still not working. It's a puzzle. They've done a couple of things. Now they say it's going to cost a lot more money than they thought, and we're going to do other things. I don't care. I'm actually packing tonight to go to Date with Destiny with Tony Robbins in West Palm Beach, Florida. So I'm going to go do that. And my car is going to sit here at my house, and I'm not going to worry about my car. And I'm going to deal with it when I get home. It's that simple. All right. If you haven't yet, if you are looking for that, you know, the like-minded people, start surrounding yourself with that. One way you can do that is join the BLC. It's super cheap. I'm giving you tons of stuff. You get with me. We're going to have happy hour, coffee hour. And you also get entered for a free reading every single month. Someone will win a reading. And I'm actually doing those as live drawings on Facebook, my fan page on Facebook. Come follow me on Instagram if you haven't yet. Check out my YouTube channel. What else? Yeah. Reach out. Say hey. I'm sending love to you. God bless. Namaste.
Thank you so much for listening to Stepping Into the Light. Be sure to visit juliatreat.com to connect with Julia on a more personal level. She offers a variety of programs to help you continue on your spiritual journey. Julia is a master at helping her clients move into their own spiritual gifts with grace and ease, and her one-on-one coaching programs are consistently selling out due to her students' overwhelming success. Visit juliatreat.com to check out all of the juicy details.